You're listening to STP Radio.
Welcome back to STP Radio. I'm your host, Mike Lyles, and I'm so excited to conduct a special interview with one of our sponsors and upcoming speakers at our Spring 2017 STPCon conference. In case you've not signed up yet, STPCon will be in Phoenix, Arizona from March 14th through the 17th this year. And if you reach out to me, I can share a discount code for your registration. Be sure to check out stpcon.com where you can learn more about the conference, the speakers, our special events, and our conference pricing. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Look for @SoftwareTestPro on both of these social networks. So let's meet our guests for today. As mentioned, today is a special broadcast as we have three gentlemen that work with Sauce Labs, our Sapphire sponsor. We have Charles Ramsey, Bill McGee, and Leo Laskin. Welcome to STP Radio, everyone.
Thank you, Mike.
Good to be here.
So we're going to do things a little different today. We've got Charles Ramsey, who is the CEO of Sauce Labs, and he's offered to be part of the first half of this interview today. And it is an honor to have you join us, Charles. And I thought I would start with some questions just for you.
Good, Mike. Great.
So can you tell us how long you've been the CEO at Sauce Labs and where the company was strategically when you joined?
Yeah, so I've been with Sauce Labs for 2 years this week. And I joined the company as the chief revenue officer. And at the same time, they opened up a search for a CEO. And I said, well, that's my job. And 60 days later, they gave it to me. So it's been a blur. 2 years have gone by very quickly. But strategically, the company was selling to basically everyone. And there was no definition of what a best prospect or customer looked like. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I did was talk to a lot of our customers. And what I realized was that based on security, scalability, and the performance of our product, we were really an enterprise play and better suited to that market. And so we have focused our energies and our efforts around making sure that we understand what enterprise testing really is and focusing ourselves so that we can better meet that customer need.
Well, and we know the world continues to change faster than many can keep up with. And as you mentioned, it was kind of the lead in there. What changes have you seen Sauce Labs make over the past few years that has really improved your product and given it some more depth and growth there?
I don't want to take you through too much, but if you start out with the premise that we needed to understand what enterprise was about, we've made a tremendous number of changes, both in terms of the product capability and in the way that we service our customer to ensure that a product like Sauce Labs that gets dropped in the middle of a deployment pipeline is integrated appropriately across their usage. And a little bit later in the interview, you're going to be talking to Leo Laskin, who is really influential in helping our customers be successful after they've made an acquisition of our product. Additionally, we're looking at ways that we help our customers have the ability to visualize what is going on in their deployment pipeline when it comes to testing so that they can improve the velocity of their testing. And, you know, when customers come to us at the enterprise level, generally they're on a journey from being waterfall or what we call fast waterfall, where they're getting a little bit of Selenium in-house to becoming continuous integration or continuous delivery types of shops. And it's a journey and it's very difficult. And so a lot of the work that we have been doing in the last year is around making sure that we're doing everything that we can to enable that. And that means plugins to the appropriate components in the rest of the deployment pipeline, and giving them good vision about what is and what isn't working. And by that, I mean analytics. And we're about to roll out an analytics product that is going to really help them understand how they can increase the velocity by understanding what teams are effective, what teams need more training, what browsers and operating system combinations aren't working well, et cetera. And then the probably the next area that I would say is we really invested in manual. And we were fortunate to be able to acquire in the last couple months a great team and great company out of Berlin. And we are busily integrating their product and capability. And their specialty has been around private cloud, real device cloud testing, and both automated and manual. And we're very enthusiastic both about their existing product and about the technology capabilities that the team brings, but they're small.
Well, I remember you guys met me in San Francisco about a year ago, and I know we talked about some of the analytics and metrics, and I really got to use that in a previous role in a company that I was with not long ago, and I really saw the value. I got to be there, kind of the grassroots build out of that. And as you guys were starting to stand that up, I agree with you. I think that is going to be something that is going to give you that advantage over competitors, and also to share with the users of Sauce Labs to really grow their product.
Yeah, I mean, it really is around, if we look at our customer set, many of them are trying to make that transition from waterfall development to agile, and all the tools that we can provide them that gives them the ability to understand what is and what isn't working well will allow them to increase the velocity with which they make that transition and give them the ability over time to become even more effective. So yeah, we're enthusiastic about what we're doing there.
Well, I asked a lot of leaders in the testing craft, guys that are out there, you know, boots on the ground doing testing, what do they see as the next big thing for testing? But I'd really love to hear from you as we look at, you know, what is the next big thing that the testing profession, particularly in the field of automation and cross-browser testing, should be watching out for?
Yeah, I hate to sound like every other software CEO, but to a degree I'm going to. And that is, there's a tremendous amount that we can do using AI and machine learning to help increase the velocity of the deployment pipeline. When Selenium is poorly written, when it is not as efficient as it can and should be, we anticipate being able to use some good tooling in this area to help our customers become even more efficient and effective in the use of their testing environments. And so, yeah, I think that we're going to see a lot of our effort go there. And then the ability to have both web app and mobile testing using a single UI is something that we've always focused on. And the mobile space is moving very quickly, as everybody I'm sure is aware. And so we are very enthusiastic about, as I mentioned, bringing on the team from Germany to help us really think through carefully the challenges that customers have. And generally what we're finding is the mobile testing is a little bit behind where they are with web app testing. And so the experience that we're getting on web app and the team in Germany in combination, we feel is going to be really a great effort for our existing customers and the prospects that are starting on this journey.
I agree. And I think you covered most of it with my next question, was what would Sauce Labs be adding, evolving, or modifying in order to meet the needs of changes in technology? Do you have anything else to add to that?
Well, it's top secret, Mike. I don't want to tell you anything I'd have to kill you for, but I can let out a little bit of information. All right. The fact of the matter is, as we've discussed, the world around us is moving very quickly. And so it's important that we keep our ear to the ground and remain sensitive to what our customers need us to do. We have a customer advisory council, which is a very useful vehicle for us to gather information about what our enterprise customers are looking for from us. And enterprise to us means anybody on a contract. So some of these are fairly small organizations, but most of them are very large. And there is a lot of tangential value that we can bring to the individuals that are doing automated functional testing. And, you know, some of the recommendations that we have heard are around accessibility testing, performance testing, security testing. And so we are going through business case analysis on each one of those to ensure that we're staying very capable for our customers and providing the kinds of service that they want. All of it is focused on accelerating their deployment pipeline. And, you know, whatever we do, we're going to make sure that it fits into that kind of a category.
I love it. And as Sauce Labs and many others in the community know, I've been a Sauce Labs fan since the first time I worked with you guys three companies ago. And I've evangelized your product to several companies for which I've worked. I've seen an enormous value in the product. I've shared it and introduced it to people who knew nothing about it and learned everything based on us starting to use it, bringing it in and really standing it up. And I remember, as I mentioned, I got to sit with you, Charles, in San Francisco last year, and we talked about your product and your competitors. And one of the things I asked during the discussion was, what is Sauce Labs doing to break away from the competition, to get, you know, so far ahead that it's unquestionably the best product in this space? And so my question is, what do you feel is the major differences that Sauce Labs brings to the table? And what would you like the listeners to think about if they're evaluating multiple vendors in this tool space?
Sure. And we obviously really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and the positive things you've had to say about us in the past. I think in terms of the business, probably the most important thing for us has been focus, and it's focus on enterprise. And enterprise has a lot of very unique requirements. You know, obviously security is an incredibly important ingredient in being selected as an enterprise class vendor. Performance and availability are obviously incredibly important. Then you get into things like single sign-on and team management, which can be incredibly complex for large organizations. They want to make sure that the right people have access to the product, that they have access to the appropriate amount of concurrency to fulfill their testing duties, and that they have the ability to build back within the organization. So there are a whole group of things that are prerequisites to being able to be considered an enterprise class vendor. And when we look at the kinds of transactions that we have been doing a lot of recently, they are in the financial industry. And when the company was founded, our original customers were independent software companies that were already agile, already understood the need for automated functional testing, and it was natural. And now what we're doing is working with very large enterprises that have traditionally been a little bit on the legacy side and are making this transition. And they need our help, but they also need the assurance that when they sign up for Sauce Labs, that they're getting something that's available, highly secure, and supplies them with their capabilities to manage the business. And we're seeing a lot of traction there, and it's certainly a difference from the competition that we see. And we're continuing to invest there. And, you know, people like Leo and the rest of the team in the field are a big differentiator in helping our customers be successful with the investments that they make in us.
I can't agree more. When I look at at competitors and how you guys are standing in this space, I think those are the differentiators, and I think that is something that's going to continue to be kind of the sauce, the secret sauce, so to speak. So I have one final question for you, Charles, and that is, if you could go back to the day you joined Sauce Labs or the day you became the CEO and change one thing, what would that be?
Yeah, that's a great question. There are probably a lot of things that I would change. I think maybe the most important decision that the team and I made was to focus on enterprise and to fully commit ourselves to that. And, you know, I would love to think that we could have speeded up some of the ingredients that make up a great enterprise class product. And so the one thing that I would change, we did make the decision rather quickly, but making sure that we had all of the ingredients in place and the field team in place, et cetera, I would like to speed it up.
Well, Charles, I thank you so much for spending time with us. And I know you may not be able to last through the whole interview, but hope you get to stay with us and listen to what I'm going to take Bill and Leo through for the rest of this interview. But we are honored to have you with us as the CEO of Sauce Labs. And thank you so much for answering the questions with us today.
Yeah, my pleasure, Mike. I really appreciate all that you've done for us. Thank you.
Thank you. So now my next question is for Bill McGee, who is the Director of Marketing at Sauce Labs. Welcome, Bill.
Well, thanks, Mike. Good to be with you again.
Thank you. And I saw that Sauce Labs is going to hold its first ever event called SauceCon. Can you tell us a little bit about this event?
Yeah, we're really excited about it. It dovetails really well with some of the comments that Charles was making about getting feedback from our customers at the enterprise level. So we are going to have about 200 people in San Francisco on June 6th through 8th. We've got one full day of workshops for people who want to brush up or get started with their Appium, Selenium, or using Sauce in the enterprise. And then two full days, we're going through, we had over 150 speaking proposals submitted in addition to the people that we invited to come speak. So the programming committee is going through that right now. We hope to post the agenda and the full roster of speakers in a couple of weeks here. And it's just going to be a good, intimate gathering of 150 customers and automated testing specialists and people who want to learn more and learn from the experience of their peers.
I think that is always a hot topic with us at STPCon, and I think this is going to be something you guys are going to, I think it's going to be very successful, and I think you're probably already seeing the crowd coming your way, and we've seen the same. We've done the same with STPCon and tried to build that into our program because we notice that people really want to learn about Selenium and Sauce Labs and how to integrate the two and how to use it within their organization.
Yeah, and again, it one of the things that we didn't really touch on in speaking with Charles was the focus we put on customer success with people like Leo and other customer success managers and test automation specialists that we have. And part of that is creating a Sauce education program where we can offer training to really help people learn how to use Selenium and Appium in the best possible way, and therefore get the most out of their investment with Sauce Labs. So just really focusing on the customer, helping them learn, helping them succeed has been kind of a primary focus since Charles has gotten here.
Well, and speaking of Leo Laskin is an automation specialist at Sauce Labs. Leo, you have a workshop called Selenium Advanced Best Practices Hands-On. And I know everyone in the testing community has heard of Selenium. A select few are experts, many are intermediate level, and a lot are just getting familiar with it. And many courses will teach strictly on how to get started, but this course is designed to take those that are familiar with it and using Selenium to a whole new level of understanding. I like how you're integrating many of the other tools and approaches into this workshop, and I'd really like for you to share with us what are some of the takeaways that you want the attendees to get from this workshop.
Yeah, so this workshop is going to be something that can be applicable to both beginner Selenium users, people who are just starting their automation, as well as people who have gotten into advanced Selenium, already written lots of scripts, written lots of automation frameworks, etc. What I'm going to talk about, the most important thing is definitely best practices for the industry. We at Sauce have identified what our customers who are most successful with Selenium and with automation are in the QA realm are doing, and what I've put together is a great discussion around what some of those practices are. Obviously, things like cross-browser testing and parallelism are some of these, but of course you'll have to come to my talk to find out all of them. Also, we're going to talk about how to get QA and development working together. because one thing that historically has been a problem is QA and development not being sort of aligned, and there's historically a negative feeling between QA and engineering in some cases and the development team. And then finally, we're going to end with a discussion around Selenium 3.0, which was recently released in the last 6 months or so, and what that means for your organization. What changes do you have to make, and what do you have to prepare for it?
This sounds awesome. And speaking of new things and new ideas, Bill, what are some of the key initiatives that Sauce Labs is going to be undertaking this year?
Well, still probably centered around the same themes that that we've touched on in the past, but one of them certainly is a focus on mobile. And with our acquisition of the Test Object platform, it was really quite startling to see how perfectly their product offering dovetailed with ours. Virtually no overlap. And now we have a very comprehensive mobile testing platform where the axes or the vectors, if you will, are from manual to automated, from mobile web to native and hybrid applications, and from private cloud, where you basically get your own set of devices that are only yours but still hosted in the cloud so that you don't need to mess with any of the maintenance, to a public cloud offering. So as Charles mentioned, I think the world's still trying to figure out how to bring CI into continuous integration into the mobile development pipeline. And we really want to push on that in terms of developing content and webinars and having folks like Leo go out and speak at conferences to really try and accelerate what's going on in the world of mobile. So that's definitely one big one. The other is, you know, focusing on the benefits of testing in the cloud. And really, you know, I could go on and on and on, but testing is a spiky thing. It's not like the lights have to be on all the time for in-house testing platforms. They certainly have to for Sauce Labs. But that means that if you're doing this in-house, you're leaving resources idle for quite a bit of time. And that's just, you know, one aspect of trying to maintain your own in-house test infrastructure. And then lastly, we just want to continue to push for education and potentially certification as well, in a way that is really meaningful and requires that people show mastery and expertise of Selenium or Appium. And we're just going to keep on riding that horse.
That's right. Well, I was gonna speak again on Leo's cave diving and scuba diving, but I wanted to make sure that in looking at the time that we did get to the one question that both of you wanted to speak about, and that was to discuss why the Patriots lost or won on Sunday. Now, being a diehard Steelers fan, I can't tell you that was an exciting game for me. It was the first half, but whether I hold them as one of my largest archenemies or not, it definitely was a spectacular Super Bowl and one for the history books. So any comments or inputs from you guys on the game?
Well, only that Leo and I were chatting via Slack during the game, and he was a lot happier at the end than he was.
Yeah, as a diehard Patriots fan, you know, being raised in New England, I've been a Pats fan for 30 years or so, and obviously seeing that game, the first half was very painful, where I was biting my nails and stress eating, and there may have been some imbibing going on. But the second half was at the edge of your seat. It's really funny. One of my buddies called that exactly what happened would happen, that they would have two touchdowns and do two-point conversions and then win it in overtime. And he called it at the start of the second half. I wish he had just made a bet on it. He could have made quite a bit of money, I bet.
I had heard that someone had placed $1 million bet on the Falcons to win. And can you imagine how good he was feeling, he or she was feeling for the first three quarters? But we could get off into something else. Do you think that sudden death is the right way to go in overtime in football?
Oh, it's a hard question. As of right now, yes. Yes, I do.
Well, you know, I think the college rules have always been very, very nice to watch. At least they added the field goal in as part of the game, so that you don't lose immediately. That's gotten my team many times in the past. So at least you give them a chance if the other team doesn't score a touchdown. But I do think that as well as, you know, it's a good representation of two things. I think in the testing profession, you can never give up. There's always an opportunity for us to be successful. And I think it's a big opportunity for us to come back and change the whole outlook of what's going on in our projects and our products. If we have that faith that we can do it and keep our heads up. You saw that from this team. You could see it in their eyes. They were not going to give up, and the other team was defeated, and you could see it in their eyes. And then the other is, you're right, the sudden death thing, I think, as with all our organizations, I think we have to look at, you know, how do we change things? Can't do things like we did 30 years ago and 20 years ago. And Sauce has really helped us take things to that level. And bring in new products and new approaches that'll help us continue to grow with the changing of the times.
Well said.
Absolutely.
So I'm sure you guys have seen the awesome program lineup we have. And as you look over the keynotes, sessions, and workshops, what are some of the things you're seeing there that interest you the most? And can you tell us what things you hope to take away from them? And let's start with you, Bill.
Well, as always, I enjoy listening to people share their real world experiences. So I always get a lot out of the program when I go. You know, I meant to ask, how many years have you been doing this, Mike?
Since 2012. And once I started, I've been there ever since, every time.
No, it's always it's a great learning experience.
Yeah. So, Leo, how about you?
Well, you know, one of the things that I like to spend time reading about, and one of the previous keynote speakers at the STPCon in Dallas talked about, was the Internet of Things. And so I'm really looking forward to the discussion around any Internet of Things applications. So Bob Cruz's talk around the impact on testing that IoT will have really interests me.
So guys, it has been so great to talk to each of you. I want to thank you so much for your time today. We're looking forward to seeing you in Phoenix. And I strongly encourage everyone that's planning to attend the conference to stop by the Sauce Labs booth, speak with these guys. And if you're not using them already, take a real serious look at their product and see if you can integrate it into your program. So guys, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks a lot.
Well, everyone, this concludes our next episode of STP Radio. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for more episodes coming soon. And if you haven't signed up yet, what are you waiting for? Get out there and register, and we'll see you in Phoenix in March.
Thanks for listening to this episode of STP Radio, and stay tuned for more episodes. Learn more about the conference being held in Phoenix, Arizona, March 14th through 17th by visiting stpcon.com.